So,
this is a great start. Guys. Oh, this is our first podcast. This is Kat.
Hi, I'm Kat.
And I'm Dani. And we are going to talk about
uncomfortable stuff. Things that people don't like to talk about for whatever reasons. Maybe because it's like a taboo topic, or they feel maybe ashamed, or that society makes them feel ashamed.
And today we're going to talk about anxiety.
And let's start by talking about our personal experience with anxiety. This is the kind of thing that once I start talking to people that I have anxiety, I start hearing that a lot of other people have anxiety. Almost everyone I've ever met at some point in their life that I've talked about this with, at some point in their life has had some sort of anxiety. But people don't talk about it very much because they feel maybe ashamed, like they're weak or something, which is crap.
So the whole point is that there's nothing to be ashamed about with anxiety and talking about it. So in order to show that there's nothing to be ashamed about, we're going to start out by talking about our personal adventures and experiences with the great thing that we know as anxiety. So Dani, why don't you tell us, how did you first realize that you had anxiety?
Well, I realized that I had anxiety like maybe 2 years ago, 2 or 3 years ago. Even so, I realized I had anxiety all my life since I was little, a little one. Maybe because we don't get like information or education about anxiety and not treat it like a real thing that people can have. So I realized because someone came and said like, hey, do you know that what you have is anxiety? And I was like,
it's one way to do it.
So I was like, what's that? What is like to be anxiety or have anxiety? He was just like that. Yeah, you have like an episode of feeling like nervous or having difficult to breathe or thinking that everything is too much and you can't handle. And then after all those feelings, then you kind of feel like sad or feeling like a little down. And those are all like symptoms or characteristics of anxiety. So I was realized like I have it all my life. Sorry, it's just because my cats just are playing, so we are like okay.
lighten the mood.
Yeah. And that I realized that a lot of feelings that I have, little like fears and feeling nervous if I have to talk to people or calling by the phone or meeting someone new or going to new places was causing me like anxiety because I feel like butterflies in my stomach or need to breathe like more faster or heavily and those kind of stuff. And well, after all, you can realize that you're not that strange, that you're not the only one feeling like you have only those kind of feelings or symptoms. And when you start to talking about and open up, you can realize that a lot of people is feeling that way all the time. And I don't know if I'm saying too much.
So that's the anxiety talking.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not that good talking. I'm working on that, doing some videos, but not that good at talking. Get a little nervous too, because I'm a little introvert. So yeah, that time it was like wow, all my life I have like something that is real that I can relate it to. I can talk to people, like I know what it is, and I can handle it better because I can find answers on internet, on social media about it. And that's it. That's how I realize that I haven't said. And you, Kat?
Yeah, well, I thought pretty much since I was like 8 years old that I had depression. And which is a whole another conversation, right?
Another podcast.
Another uncomfortable thing to talk about. But I thought I had depression my whole life. And it wasn't until about a year ago also that I realized that while I do have depressive moments, that most of my day-to-day symptoms or characteristics were actually anxiety. And the same kind of thing, my anxiety is sometimes a little bit different because everybody has different things that they feel related to anxiety. That mine was more of a feeling around my neck, that I couldn't breathe, almost like somebody is like really lightly trying to choke me. It's lovely. And feeling my heart starts to race, I start to sweat, and start to feel like something bad, really bad, is going to happen. And I realize also that probably one of the first memories I have in my life is actually a memory of anxiety, of being 5 years old, or 6 years old, and being afraid of the bees on the bus, and being so anxious about it that my mom actually drove to pick me up after school instead of making me take the bus, because I was so worried about these bees that didn't even exist. I think I saw one bee once. And I was so focused on this thing that was going to hurt me or something. And I realized, a couple months ago, I talked to my mom about it, and we realized that that was probably anxiety. I mean, a lot of the same kinds of symptoms. So I think I do have depression issues and also anxiety. And it's been kind of an interesting experience picking out which is which.
Yeah, it's difficult sometimes because if you have like
a nice little cocktail of mental illness.
A really strong attack of anxiety. Well, it happens to me that afterwards you feel like having a little depression, but it's not like real depression, and that's just feeling down about, I don't know if is the body trying to compensate.
Yeah, like you go up with all of your breathing and heart rate, and then your body like slams you down under the floor.
Yeah, and you start to feel like you sad and low energy and everything. But well, for me that's like top one or two days.
And can you feel your anxiety like building up, or does it like hit you suddenly?
No, you always build it up.
Yeah, me too.
Because it depends about the situation. Because if I know that something's going to happen, it starts to building up. But if start like having a lot of tasks to do at my work, it definitely builds up, but quickly,
yeah,
faster. And yeah, you start to like, maybe when you start to talk about it and share with people, you know that you can control it better and you can figure out how to handle it, but mm-hmm. sometimes you can't even stop it, so I need like taking some pill, something to calm me down.
Yeah, finding what way works for you and not being ashamed of any way that works. I mean, if some people need medications to help them, I mean, there's nothing to be ashamed about. Because a lot of people talk about like these natural methods to calm yourself down. And I mean, and that's great if those work for you. But like, anxiety is so unique to each person that what works for you to help you is going to be so unique also. Like, for me, I actually thought some of my anxiety symptoms were like asthma at the beginning. And when I was embarrassed to talk about it, I'd call it asthma.
because mm-hmm. it's really similar, like the breathing, the feeling, like you can't breathe.
The panic attack.
But was, I mean, really a panic attack, and I was in denial for a bit about it. But I don't know, I've accepted it, and I'm pretty open about it. If people are like, what's going on? What's wrong with you? I'm like, well, I'm having a panic attack, or I'm just feeling anxious. And people start opening up about their own experiences too. I mean, people have no idea that so many different people have anxiety or have at least anxious moments.
Yeah, people sometimes make the assumption that anxiety is like not real, like invented or something.
Mm, or you're just nervous. Or
yeah, or you're like
just scared.
Yeah, you're scared, or you are like, why you can do some stuff and the other ones make you anxious if it's the same things.
Or it's an excuse to not answer the phone or something.
Mm-hmm. But so sometimes it's hard if people don't know what being anxious person or having a panic attack feels like. So sometimes it's difficult to explain to people or people understanding what you going through. How to explain it, how they can help you. So yeah. Maybe you have a panic attack, they're like, oh, come on, calm down, just that. But it's not that easy. You need like understanding what is causing the panic attack or how to let your body know that everything is all right and that sometimes that you have the feeling that you're gonna die.
Yeah, but seriously, I mean, like, for me, sometimes it'll just hit. Sometimes, often I can feel it building, but sometimes I'll just be riding the bus. Usually when it's really hot, I don't know. I think it's kind of maybe correlated, but I think my anxiety is really connected to heat also. Like, my body just does not react well to heat, which is awesome because I live in Costa Rica.
That is great, hot, like...
Great decision.
Like, 3/4 of the year.
Yeah, but like really hot. But like sometimes it'll just hit me and I'll just start sweating and my heart will just start pounding and I'll be in the middle of a group of people. Maybe that's also related, but you know.
Yeah, a lot of people has a lot of anxiety.
So I think that, I mean, what we're trying to say is share your story. I mean, people can't understand until it's explained to them or until they hear that this is a real thing for a lot of people. So I think we want to encourage you to find people that you trust and share with them, I mean, what you're going through, and if they don't understand, then I mean, there's a lot of resources that you can share with people to show that this is real. I mean, all over the internet you can find stuff. I mean,
anxiety stuff.
Stuff about anxiety, about different symptoms, about how people can help. There's a lot of resources for people who are family members or friends or in relationships with people with anxiety. But you just, I mean, start with people that you trust and you'll find that it's really not that scary to talk about it. And, well, I think that's our main goal.
Yeah.
We're talking about it and we're feeling a little bit better every time we do, so...
Yeah, if you can share how you feel, what you're feeling to people that you trust, you're gonna feel better. And you maybe can discover how to deal with it all by yourself or with sharing it with people. And it's gonna be good for you. You can know that the next time you know how to deal with it, how to be prepared for it. So it's good to talk about it. It's good to let people know what is it, how they can find like an answer or what can help them. Because with me, it has helped me a lot, like doing exercise, have a lot of discipline with stuff and learning how to control my body. It can work with me. It can't work with other people. So it's like you have to learn about it and share about it, and you can find out what is good for you.
Yeah, and when it comes down to it, if you do get hit with a panic attack, being able to just text somebody And like I do this all the time, or I never would have done it before, before I started talking about it with more people, especially with Danny. I just send you a text sometimes and I'm like, hey, I'm having a panic attack right now, and I really appreciate that you get it. You're not like, oh, come on, snap out of it.
Yeah.
You're just like really understanding and just like, you know, we're not in the same place, but I still know that you're supporting me. So that's a really powerful thing for when you're going through something like this.
Yeah. You're
thanks.
Welcome.
Thanks,
you're welcome.
Buddy.
Okay, so I think this is all about our first podcast, the Uncomfortable Podcast. We're talking about anxiety stuff. And this is Kat. And I'm Danny. And goodbye.
Bye.